Hey, it's Mark K. from The Mark K. Show. You hear me every day from 10 a.m. to noon on News 104.5 WOKV. First of all, thanks for listening to The Mark K. Show podcast. Second, if you haven't yet, be sure to subscribe to the Burrish Daily Discussion podcast and Jacksonville's Morning News interviews. And don't forget to head to iTunes and Google Play and leave a review. Thanks for listening.
I've got to get Mark K. more time on the air.
Be careful what you wish for, Jacksonville.
You just might get it.
We want us some Mark K.
Where entertaining meets informative.
You make it easier to go to work knowing I get to listen to you for 2 hours a day.
Local stories, local issues.
Just call it like it is. You are standing solid on truth. I love your show, brother.
2 full hours of the Mark K. Show starts right now.
Hey, Mark K. You used to drive me crazy, but now I love you. Can't wait to hear your show every day. Bye.
Bye, or I should say hi, because it's hello. It's the start of the show, and it's National Donut Day, which is very exciting. What else is going on today?
It's Friday!
I wonder if they decided that National Donut Day and Friday would be like the best mix because I feel like everybody's extra excited today. For whatever reason, everybody is extra excited today. We have people that are hanging out, bringing us donuts. Like we got like 14 different brands of donuts here in the studio. It's amazing. We've got mini bar donuts. We've got Sinatti's donuts. There's Dunkin' Donuts. There's Krispy Kreme donuts. People don't even celebrate actual holidays the way they celebrate donut days. As soon as I got onto the internet this morning, as soon as I got on Instagram to post a photo of myself holding a dozen donuts, which it's right there if you want to go see it and comment, everyone was just boom, donut this, donut that, donuts here. And some people, here's the other thing too. This was something that I struggled with a lot this morning, was how to hashtag the word donut, because when I grew up in North Carolina, and I grew up literally like right next door within spitting distance from a Krispy Kreme donut. You know, Krispy Kreme donuts, the hot donuts now, they're just like, I mean, if you've never had, you put one in your mouth, it just melts.
Hail the sacred god of donuts.
So I grew up, I drove by the thing like 9,000 times a day, and they spelled donuts with the O-U-G-H. It was D-O-U-G-H-N-U-T-S. But then he had Dunkin' Donuts, which was popular in other cities and other towns. And as I grew up, I went to college and you're at Dunkin' Donuts, and they spell it D-O-N-U-T-S. Although the word on the street is they're dropping that altogether and they're just going to be Dunkin'. So there's this utter confusion as to actually how to spell donut. Is it D-O-U-G-N-U-T-S, which would make sense because it's made out of dough? Or is it just D-O-N-U-T, which to me looks more like do nut, which is like do nothing. But anyway, that's one of the, that's for you to figure out. I assume at this point in time, both spellings are correct. And it could just be one of those things that if you debate it, then there's absolutely no way to, it's kind of like abortion. There's never going to be any kind of resolution on it. And people are going to feel very passionately one way. Other people are going to feel very passionately the other way. I'm going to be honest with you. As long as it tastes good and it's free and it's hot, I don't care how you spell the damn thing. Just give it to me with a cup of coffee and we will be good to go. Now, a couple of big things. First of all, you know, and we always talk about election season, and the election season is getting longer and longer. The election season used to be about 6 months. From the election season way back when, it used to be when the conventions came up, that was basically election season. But now election season pretty much begins the day after the last election. And the day after Donald Trump was elected president back in 2016, everyone else on the Democratic side started running for office. Everyone was like, okay, well, we got to get this guy out immediately. Let's start planning. And what happened was, you had all these Congress people, you had all these senators, you had all these governors who just started to try to make a name for themselves. And what they didn't realize was that they started on one issue, but then what would happen is in 2 or 3 years, because 2 or 3 years is a long time. I mean, the country can change dramatically. Especially in this day of age with the internet and Twitter and whatnot, things can change so rapidly in this country that you can't really start campaigning a year, 2 years, 3 years out just because everything is going to be so different. And Joe Biden is starting to realize that. Because Joe Biden, who used to support the Hyde Amendment, now no longer can support the Hyde Amendment because of just the craziness of the abortion issue and how it has bubbled back up. And, you know, and for years, we heard nothing about abortion. I don't know if you remember, like, for right in the middle of when Obama was president, there was no real abortion debate. Sure, there were some times when you'd see these protesters outside the Planned Parenthood, and there were a couple of undercover sting operations with Project Veritas, and they found out all about, remember, they were selling body parts of babies or what. It was very, very creepy, very weird stuff. But here's the thing. We are seeing this bubble up now, and it is all because of Donald Trump's presidency and him selecting justices that are conservative, or in theory are conservative, although when it comes time to vote, we don't really know what the hell they're going to do. And that's why, because a lot of people say, why is abortion such a thing now? Why are people in Virginia and, you know, why is the governor of Virginia saying kill babies when they're born? You know, why is New York passing these crazy laws that make abortion legal right up until the day of the baby's birth? Why is it now that you have Georgia, passing this law banning abortion after you can hear the fetal heartbeat, and all of these Hollywood groups now, Spike Lee being the latest one to come out against it? Yeah, Disney was like, oh, we may not be able to shoot in Georgia because while we're there, one of our actresses or one of our set decorators or somebody involved in the production may want to have an abortion and they wouldn't be able to. So we're gonna seriously rethink whether or not we're going to do any productions in Georgia. And now Spike Lee is calling on all of Hollywood, demanding all of Hollywood pull out of the Peachtree State. Because it's horrible that they're banning Louisiana, you know, similar laws going to effect. In Missouri, they're about to close the last abortion clinic there. So it seems, I mean, the country is being pushed to the extremes on this issue on both sides. And the real question is why? And the answer is because for the first time since Roe v. Wade, there is the potential for Roe v. Wade to be overturned, or so people think. There is the potential for Roe v. Wade to become overturned, or so people think. These laws that are being passed in Georgia and in New York City and these, you know, and in Virginia and in Missouri, all of these extreme abortion laws on either side are meant to do one thing and one thing only, and that is get the abortion debate back to the Supreme Court, where the Supreme Court will be forced to either override Roe v. Wade or to basically uphold it. And I guarantee the Supreme Court wants nothing to do with any of that. But that's why the issue's coming up. And that's why all of these candidates are now having to answer for it. And they will continue to have to answer for it. Between now, if you're running, if you're one of the 9,047 people running for president on the Democratic side, you better have an abortion answer. You better have an answer to the abortion question, and you better make sure it's the right answer for your base, because if it's the wrong answer for your base, one of two things are going to happen. A, you're going to lose the base and you won't get elected, or B, you're going to have to flip-flop. And if you flip-flop, you're then going to have to answer for it in some debate somewhere. So this is why, you know, a lot of people are confused as to why abortion is back in the spotlight. And that's one of the big reasons why, you know, because of the conservative Supreme Court, a lot of folks think this is a great way to force the overturning of Roe v. Wade. And that's why it's such a hot button issue again. And that's why it's getting all of this promotion. Now, here's the thing. When it comes to the election, there's a lot of people on the right, conservative Christians, people who are faith-based voters, they may be all for it. And then there's a lot of people on the far left who are all against it. So really, I can't remember the last time abortion has been such a big issue in an election where it is do or die for a candidate, where they are going to have to draw a line in the sand. And there's no straddling the fence on this. You cannot have one foot on one side and one foot on the other. There's no moderation. You know, and when it comes to this issue, this is do or don't. And you've got to figure out which side you're on. 855-765-1045. That's just one thing that Joe Biden is running into, which is a problem for him. There's another. I'll tell you all about that here in just a minute. Plus, we got some of your phone calls coming up. This is the Markay Show on News 104.5 WOKV. This is the Markay Show. My name's Markay. Thanks so much for joining me today. And a happy Friday. Happy National Donut Day. Donut Day. Like, do not underestimate Donald Trump's chances of winning in 2020. Do not believe Joe Biden's stance on any issue, because he's realizing that the Democratic Party, look, it's different than the Democratic Party that Joe Biden started in years, all those years ago. Joe Biden, I don't know if you know this, but Joe Biden's been in Washington, D.C. longer than I've been alive. And that's scary on several fronts because I'm not that young. And also, he's really old. But when he started as a Democrat, it was a totally different existence. You could be a Democrat and a Catholic, and you could be a Democrat and you could say abortion was bad. Now you can't. If you want to be a Democrat and you want to have any hope of winning, any hope of all at winning, you've got to not only be pro-abortion, but you have to be pro-abortion up until, like, you're getting wheeled into the hospital. And even then, if you're in Virginia, maybe, maybe afterward is okay. If the mom, after a couple days, says, I'm not really comfortable with all this, maternal stuff. And Joe Biden's realizing this. He's not fighting the Kennedys. He's not fighting the other prominent Democrats. This is not even the Clinton Democratic Party. This is the Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez Democratic Socialist Party. This is the Bernie Sanders, Beto O'Rourke Democratic Party. This is a party where Joe Biden does not know where his old beliefs fit. And he's had a lot of, this guy has voted in the Senate on several very important abortion amendments and laws and bills and whatnot. And he goes way back. He has said publicly back in 2007 that he supports partial birth abortion bans. That is not good if you're a modern day Democrat. You don't want any, when you have the word ban and abortion in the same sentence, you're not a Democrat, according to Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and the governor of Virginia and pretty much everybody in the state of New York. It's going to be very difficult for Joe Biden to take his past record and basically balance it with where the party is currently and what they want from their elected officials. Karen in Jacksonville, thanks so much for calling the Mark Kay Show. How are you, Karen?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
Oh, doing great. Thanks so much for calling the Mark Kay Show. Happy Friday. What did you want to say?
Well, I am a very God-fearing Christian woman who is very much pro-life for myself.
Okay.
Okay? I'm a Republican. I'm conservative. I'm all of those things. But being a woman, I know that women have different situations and women have different things going on in their life. And so, therefore, when it comes to abortion, I believe and have always believed, I'm old enough to remember Roe versus Wade, have always believed there should be no law banning or providing abortion, period. That is a woman's decision between her significant other and her God, whoever that might or might not be. That is her decision. The only other thing I have to say about that is if you decide to have an abortion, get the money and pay for it yourself. There should also be no federal funding for it ever, ever, ever.
All right. Hey, Karen, thanks so much for your call. We appreciate it. You know, all of this boils down to something that I think we always tend to forget. And I was watching, my son's a big fan of the National Treasure movies. He loves National Treasure. He loves National Treasure 2, even though I got like 12 on Rotten Tomatoes. And I would, and we sat down, I was watching one of these movies with him before, or the other day. And they were talking, it was the second one, I think. And Nicolas Cage is sitting there talking about Abraham Lincoln. And he said something that is very poignant and something that I think a lot of people forget is that he said, before Abraham Lincoln, people would say the United States are. And after Abraham Lincoln, after the end of the Civil War, people would say the United States is. But when you look at the demographic and when you look at the makeup and when you look at our history, when you look at our title, we are the United States of America. And we started as a federation of states, and somewhere along the line, the federal government and the states went into battle with each other. And I think that if you, for example, live in a state that doesn't allow abortion and you really want one, or you really think it should, or you may not want one, but you think it's something that the states should not only allow, but maybe even help provide to women in need, then you've got one of two options. A, you can move to a different state. There's 49 other ones to choose from. Or B, work within your state to try and change it. And that's what people forget. Politics, they always say, think globally, act locally. They skip the local. People go right to the national. They want the federal government to make laws about everything. And luckily, the Supreme Court doesn't get involved until the absolute last last possible scenario. But this whole thing with Georgia, with Disney and with Netflix and now Spike Lee and everybody else in Hollywood saying, we're going to pull out of Georgia. Great. You don't like what's going on in Georgia? It is your God-given and constitutional right to go film in Alabama, Alaska, Arizona, Arkansas, California, Colorado, Connecticut. There's tons of other states besides Georgia. That's why I think the United States are maybe the way that we should start going back and referring to ourselves. 855-765-1045. Quick break. We got more people with more opinions. We'll be right back after the news on News 104.5 WOKV.
I've got to get Mark K. more time on the air.
Be careful what you wish for, Jacksonville.
You just might get it.
We want us some Mark K.
Where entertaining meets informative.
You make it easier to go to work knowing I get to listen to you for 2 hours a day.
Local stories, local issues.
Just call it like it is. You are standing solid on truth. I love you. Show, brother.
This is the Mark K. Show on News 104.5 WOKV.
I lost almost $200,000 with Obama and his policies when he was in office with his regulations. Since Trump's been in office, I'm making money.
That is a big problem for Joe Biden today, too, and all of the Democratic candidates as well, even though, as this person pointed out, Biden will probably take credit.
Joe Biden will probably be all over TV today saying that the employment rate staying where it's at was because of the Obama-Biden policies. The only thing we got from Obama-Biden was the worst economy in the history of this country. What a moron he is.
Look, Joe Biden that guy is deluged with problems. He's got so many issues because he's been around so long. You're talking about draining the swamp. I mean, this guy is the swamp. He's been in the swamp longer than anyone I think who is currently running in the race. He's the polar opposite of Donald Trump. Donald Trump is brand new to Washington, D.C., brand new to politics, first time he's ever run for any kind of office, and also he won. Joe Biden has been living a staple in Washington, D.C. for like 40 years. Guy's been in the White House. He's been in the Capitol building. He's been in the Senate. He's been all over that place. And he has voted countless times on all kinds of things. I mean, it is crazy how much of an issue Joe Biden's going to have with his issues. His issues are his biggest issue. And I think he's going to find, as he continues in this race, he's going to be flip-flopping more and more and more. For example, he voted for a border wall. And that's not going to sit well with a lot of his Democratic constituents, especially those in Texas. He voted for building a fence. He voted to limit visas for skilled workers. You know, he voted no to offer welfare for immigrants. There's a lot of stuff that Joe Biden did before he decided to be president of the United States that he is going to have to answer for. And when you start answering for things, you're losing. I mean, that's the thing. If you have to explain yourself, you're already losing. Donald Trump, he doesn't have to explain himself. He explained himself the first time around. He won the election. He's had 2 years in office. He's doing great with the economy. He's doing great with jobs. He's working on the wall. The Democrats are trying to impeach him. He's got nothing at all to explain himself for. This economy, the jobs, if you looked at the Drudge Report today, you saw this big headline. And the big headline was, let me make sure that I'm reading it appropriately. The big headline was the job numbers. And this is where we are. Okay, this is where we are. We are May jobs plus 75,000. All right, 75,000 more jobs in May, and they're calling that bad. They're calling that bad. They're saying they expected way more jobs, but instead of getting 180,000, we only got 75,000. The unemployment rate, however, remains at a 50-year low of 3.6%. Pardon me, they have these automatic commercials that pop up on the internet. So we have a record low unemployment, unemployment, and for the first time ever, we are in a place where 75,000 new jobs is bad. I mean, think about that. They're in there going, oh, my God, we only have 75,000 new jobs in May. That sucks. It used to be we were losing tens of thousands of jobs every single month during the Obama years. It used to be that unemployment was high, and it wasn't getting any lower. This is where we are now, and Joe Biden is going to have to figure out a way to explain all this away. Donald Trump just has to not give anyone a reason not to vote for him. Joe Biden has to give people reasons why he should be the next president of the United States. And let's think about this, too. Joe Biden hasn't really done anything for 10 years. The last 2 years, he's been sitting at home deciding whether or not he should run. And the 8 years before that, he was vice president. He wasn't even the face of the party. Barack Obama was. Sure, we saw him in the Oval Office with his shirt sleeves rolled up, kicked back on the couch, talking to Barack about whatever. He was drinking beer with the cops and the professor who got arrested. Remember when they had that whole debacle when Barack Obama was accused that police officer in Boston of racial profiling, and they all had to sit and have beers together. Joe Biden was there because, hey, well, that's what Joe Biden's good for. Joe Biden is good for having beers with cops. Is he good for running the country? Probably not. But that's not even Joe Biden's biggest problem. Joe Biden's biggest problem is Bernie Sanders. Everyone keeps talking about the spoiler in the election. Everyone keeps talking about the guy from Starbucks or some other third party candidate. Is someone else going to come in and say, you know what, Mark Cuban? I've heard Mark Cuban's name being thrown around. Will Mark Cuban run as a third party candidate? Will Mark Cuban be a spoiler? Is somebody going to come in from the Green Party? One of these 92 people running as a Democrat, surely one of them is going to be like, you know what, I didn't get the nomination, but I'm still going to run. Mark me down as an independent and let's do this damn thing. And any third party candidate steals votes from Joe Biden. And the worst thing that could happen to him is having to go up against Bernie Sanders again and beating Bernie Sanders, because the burn heads, the burners, the people that are feeling the burn, walking around with their Bernie Sanders shirts, those people that are going to the rallies, those people that are waiting, those people that are just waiting to get their free college and waiting to get their free, marijuana, whatever else, Bernie Sanders, he's going to give everything free. All of it's going to be free. Sure, he's going to tax you at 70%, but it doesn't matter because you're not going to be paying for everything. Everything else is going to be free. It's going to be awesome. And all of those burn heads who, let's face it, they're already angry at Hillary Clinton. They're already angry at Barack Obama. They're already angry at the superdelegate system that ripped the election away from their guy. Bernie Sanders is not just a candidate. Bernie Sanders is a folk hero. He is the thing that legends are made of. And the people that love Bernie Sanders love Bernie Sanders. And I went out when I was Philadelphia last year. God, I should pull up the video. I'm going to pull up the video over the next break. I did a whole video series while I was in Philadelphia, and I went to a Bernie Sanders rally, and they weren't really happy with me because when I asked how much the Bernie Sanders masks are, they told me $5, and I demanded that they be free. Which they didn't have a sense of humor about that. But I interviewed this one girl and I said, look, Bernie Sanders is not going to get the nomination. Will you vote for Hillary? And she adamantly was like, absolutely not. Absolutely not. She's the worst. And I brought up Donald Trump and she literally said, Donald Trump doesn't scare me. Hillary Clinton does. She was angry. She was upset. She was furious that her candidate had been thwarted by his own party, that her candidate had the election ripped away from him by these superdelegates, by these votes that were all wrapped up in a nice little package and presented to Hillary Clinton. She was furious. I thought she was going to hit me. And I was just asking questions and pointing a camera in her face. But in the end, these people are back and they're out there and they're supporting Bernie Sanders again. And if the same thing happens this time as happened last time, if Biden rolls on in there with the old school Democratic Party and the support of Barack Obama and the support of the Clintons and rolls in there with his old folksy, hey, y'all, it's me from the 90s and the early 2000s. You remember Joe Biden, folksy Joe Biden, hair sniffing Joe Biden. If he rolls in there and steals the nomination away from Bernie Sanders, they will not support him again. They didn't support Hillary. They're not going to support Joe Biden. If anything, they're the ones that will demand their guy go out and mount that independent campaign. Joe Biden has a lot of really like bloodthirsty. I mean, these people are power hungry Democrats. They will do whatever it takes to become president of the United States, and they will not settle. And Bernie Sanders could be one of the biggest. Bernie Sanders and the fact that Joe Biden can't take a stand on immigration, abortion, the economy or anything else without flip-flopping three times. Those are the two things that are going to do him in. 855-765-1045. This is the Markay Show. More of your phone calls. We got some of your open mic messages. That's all on the way. Plus, since it's Friday, we'll do a little fake news Friday, too. Stay tuned to News 104.5 WOKV. This is is the Mark Kay Show. My name is Mark Kay. Thanks so much for joining me today. 855-765-1045. 855-765-1045. I found the video, by the way. You know, this is this was a lot of fun. Back when the election was going on in 2016, I may have to revamp this. It's a lot of time and effort on my part, but it's worth it and it's fun. And I know you guys enjoy it. So, you know, maybe, and it's also what they pay me for. But I did a whole vlog series about the when I went to the conventions, when I went to the Republican National Convention. I did a vlog. I did a vlog when I went to the Democratic primary or the Democratic convention. One of my favorite vlogs ever during the election season was when I went to a Marco Rubio rally down in Nocatee. And it was literal. It was the day before the Florida primary, which is when, of course, he lost handedly to Donald Trump, lost his own state, and he had to withdraw from the election. And I went to this primary. And what happened was I was showing Marco Rubio and showing the crowd. And the last scene was the table of merchandise as I was walking out. And all the shirts were buy one, get one free because it was like a fire sale. And I had played some sad music. Anyway, the next day he was out of the race. But here's the deal. Here's the deal. I found this thing. This is the Bernie Sanders event in Philadelphia. This was right after Hillary Clinton got the nomination. These are angry Bernie fans. The first clip is me trying to buy a Bernie mask for free.
Yes. Masks?
Yes, they are.
How much are they?
$5.
$5? Shouldn't they be free, though? Shouldn't they be free?
She was not happy with me at all. She was like, thank you, thank you. And then I ran into a woman who was just so upset.
Hillary Clinton got the nomination.
I don't care. I can't vote for her. There's too many reasons to not vote for her. I can't do it no matter what he says.
All right, so who are you going to vote for in November?
Either write in Bernie, even if it doesn't count, or Jill Stein, probably.
All right, let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Hillary or Trump?
You can't scare me with Trump. That's the thing. Trump is not a threat to me. My life is already at $0 and a ripped convertible top. It doesn't get less than that.
I don't know what she was at. I guess she has her car problems. She's blaming on Republicans or something. But look, here's the deal. The fact of the matter is, this is common for Bernie Sanders supporters, and there's a lot of them. And I imagine this will be common for a lot of the other candidates who are on the fringe. Beto O'Rourke, if there's anyone left supporting him, probably they feel the same way. Think about what she said. I said to her, look, if you're not going to vote for Hillary, what are you going to do? And she said, I'm going to write in Bernie Sanders.
Yesterday's rally.
Oh, my gosh, shut up with this already, the supercomputer. I'm going to write in Bernie Sanders, or I'm going to vote for Jill Stein, who you may remember was the third party candidate running on the green ticket. So, and there will be a green party candidate. There always is. And if Joe Biden neglects the Bernie Sanders voters, the Beto O'Rourke voters, the Pete Buttigieg voters, who I don't know how passionate they are, but they seem to be pretty passionate already. If he starts to neglect these people, he may not win them over when it comes time to vote. And the more different factions, the more fractured the Democratic primary becomes, the more different factions he's got to win over. I mean, that's going to be his biggest problem. This girl said, you can't scare me with Donald Trump. Bernie Sanders voters, they're not scared of Donald Trump. No, but they're especially now. They're less afraid of Donald Trump now that they know he's basically harmless and is actually doing some good in the world than they are of not having Bernie Sanders. It's Bernie or bust. That's their motto. Bernie or bust. So if it's not Bernie, Biden, Trump, doesn't matter. Everybody else sucks. And that's going to be a huge issue for Joe Biden should he get the nomination. Because he is so far removed from Bernie Sanders. He's the anti-Bernie. The only thing that they have in common is their age. The only thing that they have in common is that they've seen more wars than pretty much every American firsthand. The only thing that they have in common is that they're both members of the AARP and the Democratic Party, and that's it. Everything Biden thinks, Bernie thinks tenfold the opposite way. Socialism and middle-of-the-roadism. That's where they are. And the two do not make for a compatible partnership. And I don't think it's going to be the Republicans or the conservatives or the moderates that aren't going to hand Joe Biden the victory when it comes 2020. I think it's going to be the burners. I think it's going to be the Beto O'Rourke crowd. It's going to be everyone who thinks that the Green New Deal is actually a smart idea. It's going to be everyone who wants free college and free weed and free whatever else Bernie Sanders is promising people. Joe Biden just can't compete with that. And even if there's no third party candidate, there is still a third party candidate. And it is all of the Bernie Sanders supporters who are either going to A, just write in Bernie for the hell of it, or B, stay home. Because those are their options. These are the people that will burn down the house if they don't like the furniture. These are the people that would rather nobody win if they can't win. They're serious. She's got nothing left to lose. She's got no gas and a hole in the top of her convertible. She's got nothing left to lose. And when you have nothing left to lose, you want to win at the expense of everyone. And think about how many people there are on the Democratic Party ticket right now. Think about the onslaught of Bernie Sanders already has millions and millions of people who have seen him get hammered, get trampled. They've seen him basically be destroyed by his own party. They're not going to let it happen again. And if they do, if it does, all hell will break loose in Wisconsin come July of 2020. Because that's what you think this Democratic convention 2 years ago was great. Wait till Bernie has to sit there and watch Joe Biden get the nomination in Milwaukee. It's going to be cray. Thank God there's beer there, because we're all going to need one. 855-765-1045 is the number. 855-765-1045. And we got to take a quick break. We got a bunch of open mic messages about, I think, immigration. I'm going to go through those. We'll play those here in just a minute. Stay tuned to News 104.5 WOKV. More Markay Show is coming up next.
I've got to get Markay more time on the air.
Be careful what you wish for, Jacksonville.
You just might get it.
We want us some Markay.
Where entertaining meets informative.
You make it easier to go to work knowing I get to listen to you for 2 hours a day.
Local stories, local issues.
Just call it like it is. You are standing solid on truth. I love your show, brother.
This is the Markay Show on News 104.5 WOKV.
Hi, Mark. I think you have the sexiest head in radio.
Well, I appreciate that. That's not really saying much, but I appreciate that. And obviously you're watching on the stream, and we love everyone who watches on the stream on Facebook, on Twitch. We have some people that are watching on Periscope as well, too. And we have a whole conversation going on, too. During the commercials and the news, if you're streaming online with us, if you're on Facebook or Twitch or Periscope or even YouTube, you can watch the show and comment, and we all have this great conversation going. And I'm talking about now that election season is really ramping up, and we have on June 18th, Donald Trump and company coming to Orlando, where we'll be broadcasting live. We're going to go there to the rally. We're going to be at our sister station, WDBO, and we're going to be doing a live show there the next day. We have all this stuff going on. I was like, you know what? I should bring back these blogs. And I was like, we need to update the equipment. So, you know, let's get a drone, you know, throw in like $5, everybody online. We'll get a drone. We'll get some great aerial footage. And then Big Ron wrote, why don't you just get like a GoPro and tie it to a balloon? But with the helium shortage, I'm going to be honest with you, a balloon with enough helium inside to raise a camera into the air, probably more expensive than a drone, because helium, I mean, it's like gold. It's like gold these days. If you go to the helium balloon store, they only limit you. They limit you to like two balloons. Party City is closing as a result of the helium shortage. That's how bad this is. 855-765-1045. I can't even suck in helium and talk in a high voice anymore because I just can't afford it. That's how bad it is. 855-765-1045. Styles is in Georgia. Styles, cool name. How you doing?
What's going on, Mark McKay?
Another much, Styles. What did you want to say, sir?
Well, actually, I had a comment about, a couple things, actually. What about, if I shave my head, which I've been thinking about doing, I'd probably look just like an alien, like you. But that's not an insult. That's pretty cool. But,
oh, okay. All right. A lot of people like aliens. A lot of Star Wars fans. I appreciate that. Yeah.
Well, no, your brain's big. That's what that is.
Oh, my brain's big. Yeah. And it works overtime. It just burns all the hair out. I get it. What else was on your mind?
Well, that was 2016 election, right? But the female that said something about her convertible had a hole in it.
Yes, that's exactly right. Yeah, she had a convertible. She was a Bernie Sanders supporter in Philadelphia, annoyed with life the day after Hillary Clinton got the nomination on stage.
Yeah, so why not blame that on the other administration that was in office? I mean, if it's already there,
yeah,
I don't get it. I mean.
Well, and you know, I think surprisingly, I think she was, and you know, thanks so much for the call. We appreciate it. Surprisingly, I think she was well versed in politics for a Bernie Sanders supporter. Because I said to her, I said, look, you hate Hillary Clinton. You're mad Bernie didn't get this nomination. You've got a choice now. You've got to dig deep down into your Bernie Sanders loving soul and make like Sophie. This is Sophie's choice for Bernie Sanders supporters. Do you vote for Hillary Clinton or Donald Trump? And the first thing she said to me was, you can't scare me with Trump. I already have no money for gas and a convertible with a hole in the roof and no money to fix it. So she knew what was up. She knew what was up. She knew that Barack Obama had kept the Democrats down. She knew that Barack Obama was the one taking her money and spreading the wealth around. She knew that she didn't have, money to put in her gas tank because of the Democrats in power. And that's why she wanted a change. But the change she wanted was Bernie. She thought, we are not socialist enough. And this is what, if you had next to nothing, in 2016, you really had a choice to make. You had a choice to make to support somebody who was going to help you help yourself. Somebody who was going to lower taxes. Somebody who was going to increase employment. Somebody who was going to tell the factories, hey, stop leaving the United States of America. Somebody who was going to make fair trade deals. Somebody who was going to allow you to keep more of your money. Somebody who was going to give you the opportunity to make more choices with that money. Somebody who was going to curb immigration so there was less overall competition for high-paying and low-paying jobs in this country. You had somebody that was going to go into office and help you help yourself. Or you had somebody who was going to go into office and say, hey, we know you're broke. We know you have nothing. We're just going to give it to you. We're going to give you the money you need for gas. We're going to give you the money you need for school. We're going to give you this. We're going to give you a cell phone. We're going to give you whatever you want. You don't have to do anything. She was one of those people. She had a hole in her roof, no money to put gas in her car. Bernie Sanders going to give her everything. He is Santa Sanders, Sanders Claus, going to show up with his great big sack, and she's going to reach on in and pull out whatever she wants. Donald Trump, he's just going to make this place better for you so that you can go out and you can pull yourself up. You know, Donald Trump isn't going to show up with a big sack full of toys and say, take your pick. He's going to make you Santa Claus. He's going to say, look, we're just going to make America great again. Then you go out, earn your money, keep more of your money, take care of your family, live happily ever after. And that was appealing to more people. And that's why Donald Trump's the president. That's going to be the story again. As we get closer, as it comes down to it. You're going to see Bernie and Biden fighting it out in Iowa. You're going to see Bernie and Biden fighting it out in New Hampshire and in South Carolina and in California, all over the place. And people are going to have to make a choice. Do they want Joe Biden or do they want Bernie Sanders? And if they don't get Bernie Sanders, it's going to be 2016 all over again. These people are going to be writing him in or voting third party. Hey, Jim from the North Side. How you doing, Jim?
Hey, Mark. You know, I hear all these people, you know, talking about how they feel sorry for Bernie because he got hosed the last time. I even heard Sean Hannity say that. But to me, even after he knew this, he goes out and campaigns for Hillary, which undoubtedly he got a payoff. But it also proves to me what a phony he is.
Yeah, well, no, I mean, look, no, if Sean Hannity feels sorry for Bernie Sanders, I'm sure he's being kind. Nobody, you're right. Nobody feels sorry, right? The guy's a millionaire. And he's been living off of the voters of Connecticut for decades. But, he is a phony. If he were really practicing what he preached, he wouldn't be a millionaire. He'd be living in poverty. He'd be sitting around donating all of his money to this cause and donating all of his money to that cause. You know, he'd be pushing for all of the things in Connecticut that he's pushing for nationally. Bernie Sanders, he's selling a bag of goods, and you're right that a lot of people are buying. And should he become president, he's going to have the same issue, is that he's got a Congress and he's got the Senate, and they're not both going to be under his control. So all of these radical ideas that they're going to have on the left should they win the White House are just like the ones that Donald Trump has. Unless you have complete control of both the Senate and the Congress and the Supreme Court and the executive branch, nothing is going to get done. the Democrats, if Joe Biden is president, they're going to be stonewalled in the Senate. And if Donald Trump wins again and the House of Representatives is still under Democratic control, he's going to have as much time in the last 4 years of his presidency as he's had in the first two, or in the last two, rather. The first two, he had control of everything. They just didn't do anything. 855-765-1045 is the number. 855-765-1045 is the number. This is going to be a very, starting on June 18th, when Donald Trump officially throws his hat into the ring, and then we get into primary season, and then we start seeing what these candidates are all really about and how much they're willing. Joe Biden already flip-flopping on abortion because he knows he cannot win the Democratic primary, let alone the White House on the Democratic ticket, unless he's cool with abortion up until like day of. He cannot be against public funding for abortion. He cannot be against any kind of partial birth abortion ban. And those are all things he's supported in the past. That's one issue. Wait until we get to the economy. Wait till we get to immigration. Wait till we get to equal rights. Wait till we get to voting rights for prisoners. There's so much stuff that he's going to spend the next year and a half explaining his past instead of explaining his future. 855-765-1045. We got to take a quick break. We got more of your phone calls, more of your open mic messages. This is the Mark K Show on News 104.5 WOKV.
Hey, Mark, that Bernie supporter that has no gas and a hole in the top of her convertible, hope you got her contact information. You should follow up with her and see how she's doing today.
Man, I wish I did. I didn't get her contact information. I did get a contact high while I was talking to her, but I didn't get any contact information. But you're probably right. If we ran into her today, 2 years after the fact, probably she's driving a brand new Porsche. You got some nice clothes, a tank full of gas. We'll see. Yeah, that I posted that video link, by the way. The video I was talking about is a video I used to do these great vlog. It was like a vlog series when we were at the conventions and when we went to Trump rallies and things during 2016. They were very popular. A lot of people really enjoyed them. And I met a lot of really interesting people. So I'm going to do that again because we're going to be at all the conventions and we're going to be at the Donald Trump rally coming up in Orlando on June 18th. And now what I'm trying to do is get all of our live streamers to finance a drone so that we can fly a drone around and get some aerial footage. Although apparently Orlando has some very strict drone laws. Apparently now a permit is required to fly a drone anywhere in the city of Orlando. Permits cost $20 per flight or $150 annually. Those who fly without a permit will be subject to fines between $200 and $400. So I could pay $20 for the permit, and if they say no and I get busted, it's only $200 to $400, which isn't actually that bad. I'd be willing to subject myself to that kind of a fan. Anyone operating a drone under the influence of alcohol or drugs can be arrested and jailed in addition to being subject to fines. So you can actually get a DUI for droning under the influence, which is, I had no idea that was even a thing now, but that's the world we live in, folks. So we'll see if we can raise enough money for the drone and the permit, then, maybe we'll make that, it'll bring a whole new aspect to our visualizations. 855-765-1045 is the number. This is, Lois in Mandarin. Lois, hey, thanks so much for calling the Mark K Show. How are you, Lois?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Doing great. Thank you. What did you want to say, Lois?
Well, I was just wondering, since Donald and Melania were recently over in the UK, why can't we just turn into the UK and have the Trumps as the royal family here in America forever?
Well, I mean, a couple reasons. We're America because we didn't want anyone ruling our country the way that the British monarchy did. But also, the British monarchy nowadays, they actually have zero power. They're all just figureheads. They're like circus animals or zoo animals. People just love to watch them and see them breed and that kind of stuff. But, I understand your point. It would be great if he could be in some kind of power position or you could hand the power down from family to family. Look, we've had a couple of monarchies in this country already. A lot of people have said that the Bushes have created their own little dynasty and that Jeb Bush basically screwed it all up for everybody because he was low energy. The Bushes blamed Donald Trump for that. Donald Trump, if anyone has the pedigree or the offspring that could pull it off. I mean, President Ivanka is not far-fetched. If you're looking for the first female president of the United States, you could do a lot worse than Ivanka Trump. You could do a lot worse than Jared Kushner as the first, you know, whatever you would call him, first husband. You could Don Jr. I mean, there's a lot of Trumps out there, and they're not going anywhere. Don't think that this taste of politics, 8 years is going to be enough for them. They're going to be a fixture in Washington for a long, long time. 855-765-1045. This is Lucy in Mandarin. Hi, Lucy. How are you?
Oh, hello, Mark Kay.
Oh, hello, Lucy.
I get a little upset when I think about this. It's just that a lot of Democrats are all for aborting American babies, and they're all for welcoming babies and their children and other children of illegals and all their families. Most of these Democrats, they don't support the wall. They don't care about the invasion of the criminal element that comes with it.
Yeah.
This happens with open borders, and that's what upsets me, and I cannot even hardly talk because they want to abort American babies, and they're welcoming babies of illegals with the other children and all their families.
Yeah, Lucy, I can tell that you're very choked up, and I can tell that you're very emotional, and a lot of people are, and this is why it's such a difficult issue, because you're talking about human life. You're talking about religious beliefs. You're talking about, you know.
Yeah, they want to wipe out American babies. They want to wipe them out.
And there's also, you're right, I mean, there is an issue. There is kind of a double standard where they're upset with Donald Trump. And thank you for your call, Lucy. We appreciate it. And thanks for sharing that story. But, you know, basically they are. They're all against Donald Trump ripping children who've already been born away from their parents at the border while they're processed, which was not even happening. But they're okay ripping these children out of the womb up until the point of birth, not even just conception or 3 months. Now you're talking about like days, hours even before the baby's born. And in some weird off-the-wall cases, you've got people suggesting that post-birth abortion is totes cool. And it is really baffling. 855-765-1045. Brian from the beaches. How are you, Brian? Real quick, what do you want to say?
You've insulted every single person from the state of Connecticut, and I just want to let you know that we're highly offended.
I apologize. Okay. Hey, you guys keep voting for him. Don't blame me. I never cast a vote for Bernie Sanders in my life. 855-765-1045. Also, I didn't know people were listening in Connecticut. Quick break. We got the news. We got traffic, weather, and we've got more of the Mark Kay Show coming up on News 104.5 WOKV.
I've got to get Mark Kay more time on the air.
Be careful what you wish for, Jacksonville.
You just might get it.
We want us some Mark Kay.
Where entertaining meets informative.
You make it easier to go to work knowing I get to listen to you for 2 hours a day.
Local stories, local issues.
Just call it like it is. You are standing solid on truth. I love your show, brother.
This is the Mark Kay Show on News 104.5 WOKV.
This is really a couple things. First of all, I do want an apology to the people of Connecticut, but first... Hold on, wait. Wait, what happened to myself?
It's Friday!
There we go. I'm mistaken. Yes, Bernie Sanders is from Vermont. That's why that guy was so angry when he called. I apologize. I get Connecticut and Vermont, all those states. Like, it wasn't really anything north of New York. It kind of all blends together for me. But, yes, Bernie Sanders is from Vermont, not Connecticut. It's the crazy people in Vermont who keep electing him, not the crazy people from Connecticut. They keep electing other crazy people. Anyway, that's okay. Also, it looks like the drone is a no-go, because as we've been digging into the laws more and more, we find out that not only can you not fly a drone, you know, around a sporting event or an arena filled with people, but also you can't fly a drone around the president of the United States, which makes perfect sense. In fact, this is really interesting. A lot of drones now that you buy have built-in technology that keep them out of restricted airspace. So if you even try to fly a drone over the White House or Disney World or even Mar-a-Lago now, unless you have prior approval or whatever, you can't do it because these drones are hardwired to avoid any kind of airspace that has been deemed off limits, which is pretty sweet. 855-765-1045. Also, I noticed that Amazon is going to be starting their drone delivery as soon as next month. So maybe I'll wait till next month and then I'll order a drone and have it delivered by drone. Drone delivered by drone. It's kind of like feeding a bird chicken in my mind. But anyway, Jay from NAS Jax, how are you? Thanks so much for calling the Markay Show. What's up?
I'm doing fine, Mark. I really like your show.
Well, thank you.
I just wanted to make a comment about the Ivanka possibly being the first female president.
Okay.
I have to believe that the first female president would be Chelsea Clinton.
Oh, my God. I ate donuts. Please, you're going to make me throw them all up all over the studio.
I say that because she is totally out of the limelight. I think they're safeguarding her and making sure that she can't possibly have anything dug up on her if she did run. They wouldn't be able to find anything. She's squeaky clean. And certainly she has the backing with her family and the Clinton Foundation and Soros and everybody else on that side. So stand by. Wait till she's old enough and just watch.
Well, okay. Hold on, let me calm down a little bit. Couple things about, first of all, she's much younger than Ivanka. So I believe Ivanka would be eligible to be president before Chelsea Clinton would, which gives her the upper hand.
Okay.
Second of all, I mean, the obvious thing that I'd like to point out here is her last name is Clinton, unless she got married and she changed it. But I don't think that the Clinton name holds the weight that it used to hold. In fact, it's been so tainted between the two of them that I don't know that any Clinton, and there's only one left, thank God, but I don't know that any Clinton would ever be able to hold an elected position in office again. I think that's too much of a risk. I don't think that there's anyone that's going to back that. It's kind of like the Bush name, too. You know, Jeb Bush, you know, the first Bush, okay. Second Bush, why not? Third Bush, that's pushing it. That's pushing it. And the Bushes didn't do half of the nasty stuff that the Clintons did. 855-765-1045. Chris in St. Augustine. Chris, thanks so much for calling the Markay Show. How you doing?
Hey, Mark. How are you?
Good. What's up, man?
You'll like this. This is really to show you just how tinfoil hat the Democrats have become.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay. Good. Yeah, I can't wait.
Okay. So they go through the whole Mueller investigation.
Yeah.
2 years. It comes out, gee, there's no collusion. There's no conspiracy.
Right.
So to which the Democrats say, aha, that proves that there was conspiracy and collusion because they're covering it up.
Yeah.
So listen, I read this story about these guys, these Bigfoot proponents, who said that they found a piece of Bigfoot skin.
Mm.
So they sent it off to a lab. The lab analyzes it and it says, it's nothing but a piece of deer skin, to which they say, aha, it's really Bigfoot skin, but they're covering this up. They don't want us to know about it.
Interesting.
So you know, the tinfoil hat award goes to Adam Schiff.
You know what? That's it. I hadn't even thought of that, but you're right. The cover up is the proof. Is that basically what you're saying there?
Yes, that's right. They're so off the rails on this with conspiracy theories that they're like these people who are saying, you know, there are people who are walking around that are lizard people,
yeah,
that have morphed into human beings.
Right.
This is where the Democrats have gone.
Yeah. No, that's a good. All right. Hey, thanks so much for calling. We appreciate it. That's a great way to cover up something that you can't. Like, for example, next time our boss gets the ratings, I'm gonna say, see how we're so low in the ratings? That means people are actually listening, and it's just a cover up. This is, people don't want this show to be popular, even though it is. So you're gonna think nobody's listening to the show, but really everybody's listening. I'm gonna try that. That's the Democratic method of explaining away your failures. 855-765-1045 is the number. 855-765-1045 is the number. Speaking of failures, we have been, and before we get out of here, before we do Fake News Friday, we should mention the immigration debate, because that is something that has been popping up more and more as well. And as we get into election season, you're going to see probably attacks on the immigration debate, because Donald Trump's going to ramp up his rhetoric on the wall. Guaranteed, that's going to be a huge part of what happens here on the 18th in Orlando. And also, the Democrats are going to ramp up their rhetoric on how the wall is failing.
Whatever happened to claiming asylum in the very next country you enter? Wouldn't that be Mexico for the Venezuelans?
And that's also part of the whole tariff issue. Donald Trump starting the tariffs. Donald Trump pushing tariffs on Mexico because he wants to curb immigration. That was his agenda item. And he's got to make sure that when it comes down to November 3rd, 2020, he has shown the American people that he's done pretty much every single thing that he can to curb immigration, to build the wall, to stop the influx of illegals. He's got to make sure that the American people and his base and all the voters know that he's done everything that he can. And if he couldn't do it, it's because of the Democrats.
Mexico is a corrupt country. Their police and their military is making money off letting these people in their southern border come through Mexico to go to the U.S. They're making money. There's nothing wrong with Trump, who's got, he's a great president. He loves America. He's putting pressure on these, this corrupt country and making them pay. I would make a, I'd keep the tariffs up till they paid for the wall. Get her done, Trump!
Yeah, there you go. There you go. That guy's got a whole plan. He's gonna keep that, but anyway. So that's basically where we are. You know, we've got immigration and we've got abortion, and those are gonna be the issues. And those two issues are gonna drive us through 2020. Those are two of the biggest issues. And then, of course, the impeachment. The impeachment, which every single Democrat, it seems like you would think if you watch the news, wants, except for Nancy Pelosi. Only that's not true. Only 50 odd Democrats in the entire Congress want impeachment or are ready for it. They may all want it, but only 52 of them actually are dumb enough to verbalize that and say, hey, we think that this is a good idea. We think that it's going to happen. Nancy Pelosi, in her infinite wisdom, and even despite her advanced age and somewhat questionable dementia, still realizes that impeaching Donald Trump is the worst thing to do. It's the worst thing to do for the Democratic Party. But that's going to be an issue as well. 855-765-1045. All right, before we get out of here, we're going to play one of our favorite games. It's called Fake News Friday. We have a bunch of headlines. Some of them are real. Some of them are fake. If you can tell us which one's real and which one's fake, you could win a fantastic Mark K. Show prize pack featuring a coveted Mark K. Show t-shirt and some News 104.5 swag. Call now. **1045 or 855-765-1045. We'll play next on News 104.5 WOKV. This is the Mark K. Show, and my name is Mark K. Thanks so much for joining us on National Donut Day. You could have been anywhere today for National Donut Day, but we appreciate you being here with us. 855-765-1045. I mean, the two are mutually exclusive. You could have donuts and the show. That's what I had. So anyway, JP from Duval. JP, thanks so much for calling the Mark K. Show. How you doing?
Great. How about you, Mark?
I'm doing great, sir. You ready to play some Fake News Friday?
Yes, sir. Let's do it.
All right, perfect. Let's see who you're going to be playing against today. We are going to be pitting you against Tammy from the North Side. Tammy, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing great. Tammy, say hi to JP. JP, say hi to Tammy.
Hey, JP.
Tammy.
All right, good.
Fake news.
Yo, everyone's so excited.
Yeah.
Yeah, here are the rules of the game, folks. I'm going to read you a headline one by one. We'll go back and forth. You have to just listen to the headline and then tell me if it is a real news headline or if it is fake news. If you get it right, you get a point. Whoever has the most points at the end of the game will win a coveted Mark K. Show prize pack. Does that sound good?
Sounds great.
All right, perfect. All right, perfect. JP, we're going to start with you, okay?
Yes, sir.
All right, here we go, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, let's start out. Here's your first headline, JP. Listen carefully and tell me if this is real or fake news. San Francisco will be hosting a pop-up cafe later this summer filled with live rats and featuring a drink called the Amaretto Sour. Is that real news or is that fake news?
We're going to go with fake news.
You're going to go with fake news. I'm sorry, that is real news. That is actually happening. The restaurant will be a pop-up restaurant. It will have live rats crawling around. And for $50, everyone will get admission and one free drink called an Amaretto Sour. It's San Francisco, so keep in mind, that kind of stuff is totally normal there. That's okay. It's still early. Anybody's ball game. You ready, Tammy?
That's the Pelosi special.
Yes. That's right. All right, Tammy, here we go. Here's your headline. Google issued an apology for a Google Maps bug that instructed people looking for the Republican National Headquarters to drive off a cliff. Is that real news or is that fake news?
Gotta be fake, but I wouldn't put it past them.
All right, so you're going with fake news?
Yeah.
Oh, that fake news.
That is correct. You are right. You got to. That didn't actually happen, but you're right. It's tough. That's one of those ones that you're like, God, that really could go either way. All right, JP.
Yeah, JP,
chance for you to get on the board and tie it up. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Here we go. Listen carefully. Organizers of a straight pride parade have removed Brad Pitt as the face of the event after the actor sent them a cease and desist order. Is that real news or is that fake news?
Real news.
That is real news. Congratulations. Yeah, they're organizing a straight pride parade in Boston, and they were using Brad Pitt as the face of it. They didn't get his permission, so when Brad Pitt found out, he told him to stop it, and they did. Congratulations. You're on the board. It's 1-1. Tammy, we go back to you. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Actress and singer Miley Cyrus posted a photo of herself licking a cake that says abortion is healthcare and was immediately accused of stealing the cake design. Is that real news or is that fake news, Tammy?
That's real.
That is real. That is real. She licked the cake. It said abortion is healthcare, and a baker immediately contacted her and complained that she ripped off her cake design. So she's got to deal with that now. Tammy, 2 points. JP, 1 point. Are you ready, JP?
We are ready.
Here we go. A man identifying as a 6-year-old boy crushes a game-winning homer in the T-ball National Championship. Is that real news or is that fake news?
Fake news.
Fake news.
You are fake news.
That is correct. Well, that didn't happen at all. Although, again, that's one of those that could go either way. All right, it's 2-2. Tammy, there's one more headline. If you get this one right, you win fair and square. You got it?
I got it.
Listen carefully. The Queen of England accidentally knighted President Trump by calling him Sir Donald while accidentally grabbing his shoulder to keep from falling. Is that real news or is that fake news?
That's fake news.
That is correct.
You are fake news.
Congratulations, Tammy. You are a big winner today.
Good job,
you get
Tammy.
Yourself, woo, yeah. You get yourself a Mark K. Show prize pack, and we will hook you up with that here in just a minute. Thanks so much for listening. Hang tight 1 second. Everybody else, thank you guys. Enjoy the rest of National Donut Day. Have a great weekend. We will be here Monday morning at 10 a.m. with an all-new episode of the Mark K. Show. Until then, stay tuned because we got the news, and we've got Rush Limbaugh coming up next on News 104.5 WOKV. See ya.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.